Blog Talk Radio.
Cut my music. This is the Outsiders. I'm Hills the Best with the award-winning co-host, Mr. Prez, and our brother from another, our good friend here on the show, the Outsiders. He keeps coming back, Prez, even though we don't pay him. UPT, what's going on, my brother?
What's up, my brother? What's up with y'all?
Oh, same old thing.
UPT, did you like the It Ain't My Fault? I know you are a Louisiana baby.
Yes, sir. I love it. I'm about my people.
You know, if it was really hot, you would have let them know tomorrow is Thursday, and that's one of the hottest days of the week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Hello, somebody. You better watch out now.
They be sweeping.
Yes, sir.
I don't live that life no more, though. I don't live that life. I be in the house.
They be sweeping on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Watch it.
I be sweeping the house, well, brother. Mopping and sweeping.
That's called good old life, the chores duty. But we are about to get into some upper echelon talk. This is Hills the Best. If you just now listen to us for the first time ever, you're in for a treat. Like we said, we got our brother UPT on. He never disappoints when we do have him on the show. Let's hop right into some UE action as we're deep into the playoff push. Just started. A few games was played last night. I'm going to just go through them quickly. Falcons at Rams. It was very ugly in Los Angeles last night. Atlanta 39-13. Got away from them late. We also had the Raiders dismantling the Chiefs today. Wise just had another meltdown in the press conference. I wonder how long his players is going to put up with that. Prayers, I'll let you chime in on that quickly in a minute. Also, the Broncos came back and beat the Titans last night 30-20. Broncos was actually down 17 at one point. But Travis he's just in a bad way right now. The Titans might go 0-16 this season. Saints beat the Bucks today 38-28, UPT, in a good victory. And the Cardinals, I know Prez hadn't been in a good mood all day. He snapped on the intern. I had to console him a while ago. Prez really lit into him. It was very, very – I felt bad for the kid as Prez gave away one 31-27. Prez, is there anything you want to say on the air, how you just ripped a new one into the young kid, the intern? I don't think you deserve that, Prez.
Well, you know, it's not about what you deserve. It's about, listen here. Do you want a jobs president or you want a you fire president? Get your ass out of here. You're done. You're fired. And that's how we're doing today. We get new interns in here. And then I'm going to be a you fire guy as your co-host today. So let me tell you something. The corniest line that I ever heard. So I figured I'd drop it tonight on the Outsiders because to just show you how corny that line was. But seriously, he's out of here. Roscoe, you're going back. You're going back to work release. You're done. All right.
He is in a foul mood. Prez, also quickly, do the Titans go 0-16 this season? They are currently 0-12 or 13. Let me make sure. I think it's 0-13. Do they get a victory in the last 3 weeks? They play the Chiefs, Jags, and Texans. Is it any way the Titans avoid that 0-16 run?
Possibly. And let me explain. And I'm going to tie two subjects into one, so just watch how we work here. He may get one on Wise because Wise, the Chiefs have checked out. He got his Super Bowl victory on the Broncos, held his mantle high. His season may be done. Mentally, everybody knows, if you know Wise, mentally he could take himself out of the game in the first 2-3 seconds. So I think he's going to go in. He's going to have every intention to win. The first mistake will melt down, and possibly Trapp can pounce on it. But if he does not beat Wise, 0-16 will be his future. And if he ever need a personal call, please call me. But let me tell you something, Trapp. If you do go 0-16, there's always joy around the corner. Hello, somebody. So don't hold your head low, because you never know. You might find yourself a Jacquez Spencer sitting at your door. Hello, somebody.
Yeah. Hello, somebody. UPT, do the Titans go 0-16, UPT?
I feel the same way as Prez in this one. I think he has a chance with Weiss, and I think he has a chance with the Texans. He don't have a fighting chance with them Jaguars at all. That's going to be an ugly game. But I think he's going to pull at least one of those two games I just mentioned. He's going to pull off one of them. So he's going to go 1-15.
Okay. So it's a little hope. UPT is giving him hope. He says, don't just turn away from him yet. It will get a victory. Tennessee.
But
I'd
like to ask
have...
before you move on.
Go ahead.
I'd like to add, I hope he goes 0-16 so I can pop the champagne bottle, just like the 16-0 Miami Dolphins pop their bottle every year. I'm looking for somebody to come join me at the 0-16 ring. So we're looking for an 0-16 trap so he can come to our trap and pop bottles. Hello, somebody.
That is true. I did forget about that. Prez is looking for a company. I did forget about that. Crazy. He might be joining you, brother. The Titans are bad. I thought they had the Broncos up 17, getting away. It's just tough right now. Let's not waste our time on teams that's not getting it done. Oh yeah, quickly, Fred. I know you might not have seen the press conference, but Wise had another meltdown in his press conference after this game. How long is it before the players just forget him? How long is it before the players snap on Fred? On why?
Listen, they won't make it till draft day. They're snapping right now. I'm calling my sources right now, and they're mumblings and grumblings in the locker room because they heard about this coach, and they heard about his track record, and they heard about his unstable game mentality, because when the chips are hard and your back is against the wall, and if you perceive as Madden doing you wrong, it's amazing. I call it the Odell Beckham syndrome, and I feel that he has already reached that level, and it will tank, and it will continue to tank fast. Not in a sense of trying to lose. He can't help it because mentally he can't put his team in the right position right now because he's so upset with Madden because he feels that he's wrong. And once when you feel you're wrong by Madden, you'll never do right. Hello, somebody.
Hello. UPC, you want to add something?
Let me add to it, man. At the end of the day, Weiss, when he started the season, he started strong. I mean, he was doing great. If he just kept that same focus throughout the middle of the season, going towards the end of the season, he would have been a great coach. He'd have been a playoff team. But right now, the pressure is mounting. Once you get to this point of the season, things get hard. I mean, players coming. I mean, these coaches are coming to play, and that just breaks a lot of people, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, we're going to see what he made of. That's all we could do. I hope he can pull it off. That's my guy. I like Weiss.
I like him too, but I don't think he's going to pull it off. And like I said, track record, you know, is one thing. When you got the tape and the film, and everybody knows he started out strong because a lot of people are still learning their footing in Madden, but we have moved on now. And we're already in October, so people are starting to figure it out. And so now the things that was working early on, you're going to have to revamp and reestablish yourself something new. So I don't think he's ready to do that yet. I think it's going to take about a season for those Chiefs to really, really get right. And I think he'll be recharged after re-signed free agency and the draft, and he gets some players. He'll have a new sense of hope.
We definitely will keep an eye on the Chiefs. And I do want to just remind all the users in Upper Echelon the importance of that coach's goal. They put in a new feature for the game this season. Do not, and we didn't address this really first before the season started, which I did on purpose because I didn't want to tip guys. But let's be smart. If you're a guy that's not winning no more than three games this season, put your coach's goal for wins around that five marker. try to reach and achieve that goal because you get those coaches' points
right.
at the end of the season. That tanking this year it's really going to affect your team now. So you might want to, if you had 5 wins, Fred, and you got 3 wins in this last 4 weeks, your butt needs to win 2 games to get them extra coaches' points, which still can help a team build towards the end of the season, Fred. I know you do got a lot to say about that. Well, I think, guys, I just want to remind them, remember that coaches' goal. Go ahead, Fred.
Oh, I just wanted to say, you know, the New England Patriots team goal was 5 wins, I believe. I'm pretty sure that he didn't exceed 5. He understands where his team is, and that's the same for the Houston Texans. I think he overshot himself. I believe he might have went 8-8. Haven't spoken to him, but he had a lot of confidence early on. So there are some folks who I worry, not in a thinking sense, but they just got awful. You know, and I know Dito will bring it back, but right now he's lost right now. Maybe it's the women at the University of Florida because there's so many
Hello.
Of them that has taken his attention. Hello, somebody. And so sometimes, man, it gets a little hard to see that open man because you got your other eye looking at that chick walking by. So I get it. I get it. So I expect to see him turn it around because he hates losing. I spoke to him a few weeks ago, and he said, Prez, I hate this. It bothers me. He said, affects me when I go to class because I'm angry. I say, bro, you can't let Madden make you mad about class. He say, nah, man. He say, because, you know, I'm trying to get this XP, and it's amazing what XP do to people. It make them go crazy in 2016.
XP is like a drug, man. It's a heck of a drug, as a matter of fact. So we know that it's a tough way. Now, I do think he is winning that game against the Colts right now. I think he's winning 17-3, if I'm not mistaken. Dito is taking care of business with the Colts. He is 17-3 as in the third quarter, as that Texans defense is just bouncing, and he is getting the job done. So let's talk about some teams that are making some noise, Fred. We've given a lot of attention, which we usually don't do on the outside. The teams that has no business getting attention, no disrespect, and to none of these people personally. But we have the Bengals and Browns in play today. And I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but a devastating injury to the Cincinnati Bengals. A.J. Green, who was one of the top 5 receivers in the league yardage-wise, is out for the rest of the season. Now, he's out for 5 weeks, but that's the duration of the regular season. And he will miss the wild card game if the Bengals don't get a first-round bye. How big
that's
of an
impact?
That's
not necessarily true. I don't want to cut you off, but that's not necessarily true because this year, Madden,
you think
week four, he'll have an option if he wants to bring him back. He'll have some discrepancies in his collar.
And that's what my question was to you. That was my question. That was my backup question. Would you risk it? That's what I was going to bring it all to a circle. If the Bengals get into a situation where they need to win the game to get that bye, Prez, would you risk bringing A.J. Green back? Or would you roll the dice and think your team is good enough? Because he has played lifestyle defense as well this season. It's not just been A.J. Green, so. But would you risk that, Prez, if you're in that position? If he loses this game against the Browns today, which we anticipate without A.J. Green, it's going to be difficult. And now y'all going to be in a foot race for that first-round bye. Do you risk bringing A.J. Green back, or do you
no.
just let him sit out the duration?
No. No, you do not risk, because if you bring him back in that game to give you the bye, and then he re-injures
yes.
himself for another 5 weeks, You did yourself more harm than good, because at the end of the day, as a good friend of mine used to say, you just want to be on the bus. It don't matter if you're on the front of the bus or the back of the bus, as long as you are on the bus. So, like you said, he's been playing lights-out defense. So if he can get on the bus and let A.J. Green relax and come back and be full go, I think that would be the best thing to do, and I think that's what he will do. And truth be told, KT right now is on skates. You know, I've heard the verdict may be out on him, and some people don't fear him like they used to. So I'm curious to see this game. And I know we're not picking games here, but I'm going to let you know right here. I'm upset alert. I'm picking the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, I had the Browns earlier. They updated the score they're playing right now. It's 7-7 in the second quarter. It's not a guarantee. Like I said, the Bengals defense has been playing. And if they win today, you definitely cannot bring A.J. Green back, because you would have swept the Browns twice. UPT, as a coach, you're in that situation now. Brandon Cooks is out for a duration of a long time. If you have that opportunity, what do you do? Because you're in that situation now yourself, brother. Would you bring AJ Green back?
Hey, we lost you, PT. Quite
lost him.
It's been very quiet from him. I was wondering what was going on, and I think we might have lost him.
I think we have. It's that new intern you brought in, Mr. Perez. You're right, it's very quiet on our end. Let's see if he did rejoin us. We can get him back on here. But I agree with you, Perez. It's going to be difficult. I like that new feature where you can bring guys back, but it is very dangerous. I think we do got UPT back on the line now, Perez. Hold on 1 second. Let's see if we can get him back on. UPT. UPT. All right, here we go.
Y'all can hear me now. We can hear me now. I wouldn't bring AD back for the same reasons. For the same reasons as Prez said, man. I mean, at the end of the day, you just want to be on the bus, man. All you want to do is get to the position to win a Super Bowl. That's your overall goal. You don't bring in your top wide receiver halfway decent. You know what I'm saying? You want him to be 100% ready to play ball in the postseason. So, no, you do not bring him back, and you don't worry about that that bye week. You don't worry about that. You just play ball. The way you've been playing ball, lights out defense, offense has been strong. You just focus on what you got to do and let him get healthy, and then you put him in when he's 100%.
And as I look at the schedule, Fred, he shouldn't need them. And this is no disrespect to none of the users, but like Fred says, just the outsiders, we're not going to bite it. Week 16, he got the Texans. Week 17, the Ravens. Do he really need AJ Green for those two wins?
Listen, I'm gonna say something that you don't want to say, my humble host. Total disrespect to all y'all teams. Get your game up. Total disrespect to y'all bums. Get your damn game up. It shouldn't be that way. So I'm gonna say it. Yeah, we said it. So what?
Okay. I'm sorry, I had to put that public service announcement out there, man. It was important.
I see this. Now let's quickly transition to you, UPT. You are a team that's currently fighting for the NFC South crown. If I'm not mistaken, you and the Falcons have a date with Destiny, Week 17, that probably will determine the NFC South. You have prayers coming up in Week 15. You have the Bucs once again in Week 16. UPT, you're without Brandon Cooks. What is the mind state now in that locker room with the Saints? You did talk to us off the air that you and Drew Brees are disagreeing a lot lately. What is the mind state down there in Nolan, as we like to say here in the country south?
Well, at the moment, man, I mean, Drew Brees is doing what he wants to do. He feels like it's his team. He feels like he's the coach on the field and this and that. And I had to pull him back a little bit. You know, I let him play the first half. He didn't look good. He struggled. I mean, he actually, you know, the last few weeks he's been throwing pick after pick after pick. I mean, at the end of the day, he has to relax, chill, and get his focus back. He's not going to be benched for the rest of the season. I mean, he's going to perform. He's going to do what he has to do. But at the end of the day, we have to get on the same page. That's all to it.
So you're saying this is a Peyton Manning, Brock Osweiler situation where, you know, you're just going to bring the backup in for a minute, and when it's time to make that push, you're going to put the for-sure guy, Super Bowl MVP, you know, Mr. Rah-Rah-Rah himself, we must protect the dome, Drew Brees.
Exactly.
He will play the playoffs if you make the playoffs. Is that correct?
Yes, he will. He will be the starter.
Okay.
Let me ask you this question. Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, there's an alleged story going on that while he was in Mexico City partying, there was a lot of things going on that the team didn't approve of. We won't go into what went on, but, you know, would that affect his status or anything? Or are you worried about any suspensions or anything from the league?
No, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we let everybody know ahead of time what was going on. At the end of the day, we was trying to bring a little business and vacation at the same time. We was just over there scouting, you know, scouting the new country. You know what I'm saying? We trying to go international with the league. You know how we do it. So it's a lot
wow.
of things that wow. on the table.
Whoa, whoa,
we're going to hush
whoa.
Right now.
Wow.
So are you saying that the city who suffered Katrina and that team brought a Super Bowl to that city, it's a possibility that the New Orleans Saints might travel to Mexico City? Is that what you're telling your fans in a Super Bowl, I mean, in a playoff push right now? Is that the message that you want to be telling your ball club?
That is not exactly what I'm saying. All the thing I said, we were scouting the country. That's all I said.
Brilliant.
At the end of the day, these New Orleanians, they are strong, passionate fans. We know what's going on. They know what's happening.
Wow.
Trust me.
Yes, they do know what's going on, and they know how you pulled the Art Modell and stole the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the middle of the night. So they're worried when you get on live TV, live air, and say, we're scouting an area because we want to make the game international. The teams are worried. People are worried in the community. Are you going to do this again?
I am not politicking right now. We are focused on the next game, which is the Arizona Cardinals.
This is disturbing,
wow.
Chris, and I want to cut UPT off. This is disturbing. We share the same lawyer. I know exactly what UPT has in store, and shame on you, UPT, for the plot that you're doing. You're from the city, for goodness sake, and you're still going to do this. This lets you know, listen, fans, this is not about UE right now. This is a quick just an overhaul in life. You see, this guy is from the city, and he still doesn't give a crap. It's every man for himself in America. You better watch yourself from now on. Shame on you, UPT, the city you was born and raised in, trapping and thugging and bugging. Now you're going to go across the border once again. Chris, I'm literally sick to my stomach right now.
I'm sick as well, and apparently NAFTA is going to be the reason why the New Orleans Saints leave. New Orleans, so I guess that would be a new talking point for that guy, and which is going to be sickening because they have nothing to do with each other. The reason why he's leaving is just greed, it's disappointing, and you're
exactly.
trying to make a playoff push. So what I will say is this. The Arizona Cardinals will beat the living daylights out of you for disrespecting that city. That city needs
wow,
something.
And
I still remember
that's a
what that city went through.
That is
all
a segue,
all you guys have is assumptions. That's all you have. You have assumptions.
Oh, I have
we are
the
talking.
Same lawyer, you can see. I've seen the paperwork.
Right, and I should sue my lawyer if he's telling you anything different.
Well, Chris, you and UPT will do battle in week 15. We're in the heart of the playoff push. The Arizona Cardinals, very talented team. I heard that it's just a little bit of discomfort. The offense was very disappointed in the defense today. The lack of performance in Miami. But let's be real, South Beach gets you a little distracted at times. So it's no excuse still they're getting paid money. Press, this is a must-win for you. What is the mindset going into playing New Orleans? With, you see that they're distracted as well as their coach and their owners trying to make profit. What is the mindset for the Arizona Cardinals in a do-or-die game?
Well, I'm going to be quite frank and be blunt with you. Patrick Peterson is angry. Honey Badger's angry because they know what the New Orleans Saints means to that state, okay?
Yeah.
So they are right now in the locker room, rah, rah, rah. And they understand that our playoff chances rest with every game that's being played from here there out. So what we're going to do is do what we always do, come to work and be ready to play. We're disgusted the way the defense let us down today. But I can assure you this, we will make the New Orleans Saints want to stay in New Orleans.
Wow. UPT.
Right. Well, the way it is right now, what I tell you, the third seat, fourth, fifth, and sixth seat is up for grabs right now in the NFC playoff race. This is a tight race. This is between the 49ers, the Giants, the Cardinals, the Saints, and the Falcons. Somebody's going to fall short. In this next game that we're going to play, I'm going to just remind Mr. President who is the real president. He was just holding my seat until I came back from Mexico. I am the president.
Wow.
I run this country. This is my game, and this is going to be I mean, tune in, do what you have to do, but, I mean, he knows what's happening. Every time we met, I win. So at the end of the day, we got to go to war.
Listen, my mama and my daddy said, don't let a man come in and destroy your name on air. I'm not going to let you come in and destroy my name on air. Hello, somebody. I want to let you know one thing. When we play, it will be my CTV. I'm pretty sure you're going to broadcast. I'm going to broadcast. I want it on every channel, and I want everybody to understand. After what happened today was the national distinct for the Miami Dolphins, and we will. We will flood out. We will flood your city out. Hello, somebody.
Hello.
Wow.
Hello. This is going to be a good one. Tune in, fellas. Tune in, because RG3 is going to be the starter.
We have a wow. Wow. Chris, let me tell you something about UPC. He's a very sneaky individual, and he has done his bidding. New Orleans, all I'm going to say to you Saints fans is enjoy this season. Cherish the moments that you have this season. Take your kids, your grandkids out to the game. Take pictures at that new stadium that you just got, because I don't know if you're going to have a professional team playing there anymore. You might have to get the Louisiana State Tigers. I won't even call them LSU anymore. The Louisiana State University Tigers to play in that stadium. Just enjoy the moments. That's all I'm going to say, Fred. The writing is on the wall. That's all I'm going to say. The writing is on the wall.
It's very hurtful. It's very hurtful because I still have pictures from when I was there for that Super Bowl win, and to know that, you know, he could say that this is speculation and he hasn't said anything, but to come on air and say, you know, you have to pick your words carefully because words matter. Despite what people tell you, they matter. And the people are hearing this, and right now there's new papers going up in New Orleans right now saying our team is leaving. So I hope you get the support that you need. And I don't think there will be traveling to Arizona. And if we are playing in New Orleans, I don't think nobody will show up.
We had a sold-out house all season, long. The fans support this team regardless of what's going on, man. They just want wins. They want wins. They know one thing. They know if there was owners, they know they got to do what's best for the team. They have to be business.
Wow.
That's the difference between me and fans. That's why I'm the owner, and that's why they are the fans. And I'm going to have to make the choice. And that's how I go.
The city of New Orleans.
Listen. If you're mad at your bid prices, if you're mad because when you take your – hold on, where's this camera? Let me look into this camera. New Orleans fans, if you're mad because you can't take your child and your family to a game because the hamburgers cost $6, the beers cost $10, parking costs $25, it's because this greedy scumbag is trying to take your team to Mexico City. Don't be a part of the Ponzi scheme. Stop it, New Orleans. You're better than that. Usher his ass out of the city as fast as you can. Do not support the New Orleans Saints.
Wow.
And that's coming from a different owner.
I'm in the owner's meeting, okay? You know, I'm in the owner's meeting. I heard some things, okay? You know, I've been in the owner's meeting. I heard things, right? And, you know, I have investigators, and they're telling me all this stuff. So, listen, you don't want to make New Orleans great. You want to make it trash. You're trying to put New Orleans to make them the next Detroit. Shame on you.
Wow.
Shame on you, UPT. And, UPT, we'd like to thank you as we're coming up on the last minute of the show. I just want to say this quickly. New Orleans, keep your head up. It hurts more when someone is the one that bled in the streets with you, sweat, tears, stole out the same corner stores that you did. Now all of a sudden gets a little money in his pocket, get a little suit and tie on, and now he's out the door. I know how it feels. Keep your head up. We will send you all Tupac CDs. Keep your head up, and I guarantee you the sun will shine once again in New Orleans. I'm just disturbed. Friends, you can close the door. We have 40 seconds.
I'll be quick. The 504 boys are disgusted right now. And you know what this reminds me of? This is the day that we realized Silk the Shocker couldn't rap.
It was horrible. And I think this is what's going on in the city right now. They're just sick right now because this man has been offbeat the whole time, and he's trying to work behind their back, and that's disgusting.
But see, that's the difference. I'm not Silk or Master P. I'm very business minded.
Oh my
God, that's the difference. I am Master P. I make them say whenever I have to.
What? That's there, you see, boy. Hey, I was thinking, Fred, when he first we don't log off now. When we first got the team, oh boy, Darren Black just fumbled inside the 10-yard line. KC picked him up, celebrating at me.
That's why I lost the date. Chris Johnson fumbled on the 1-yard line to go in for the touchdown.
Wow.
Forgot all about that shit. I'm on the one. I give him the ball and bitch slump on the 1-yard line, nigga. That's why we lost that game.
Let me tell you something else, bro.
Wow.
Let me say something else. See, them Bucks, they considering moving too, especially after the game Jameis Winston had today. Those 7 interceptions killed them, murdered them. It just broke his heart. It's over for him. And then he's going to get another shot right after I beat your ass, Chris. There's no problem. And then I'm going to beat the Falcons' ass. Then I'm going to beat the Falcons' ass, and then I'm going to slide off. I'm going to slide off in the playoffs and beat a couple of
more. When do we advance, because I don't like his tone. When advance what? Today is
tomorrow. It's probably going to be tomorrow. It's probably going to be tomorrow.
Okay,
early
tomorrow. And we can get it. And we can be the first game. I'm wake up early.
Yeah.
I'm going to wake up real
early. Yeah, because I should be off by 3 o'clock tomorrow. I should be off by 3 o'clock. And listen, I'm waiting on the phone call for these people about this job. And when they tell me I got this job, I'm taking a week off from the job that I got, all that 2 week shit. I told the dude, I said, look, I told my boss up there, I said, look, when this job called me, I said, it's going to be quick, fast, and swift. I say, so understand that. And so be sure. So I'm taking a week off. I'm going to have plenty of time to make sure that I destroy everything that you try to do. You know what? I'm going to hit you with an old Whoopi Goldberg line. Until you do right by me, everything you think about will fail in New Orleans. Hello, somebody.
Ain't that
y'all, y'all don't,
ain't that
I just
something.
Hit you with the color purple, nigga. Until you do right by me, everything you think about gonna fail.
All right, so we gonna go to the color purple. We gonna go to the color purple. UCLA and I'm Hopo. That's all. That's it.
If you Hopo, then you already know. You already know what Oprah was whooping your ass, nigga. So listen.
You know, don't do it, Miss Seeley. Don't do it. Don't trade places with me, Miss Seeley. We already done. You don't want to go there, Miss Seeley. Listen, I'm trying to tell you, you don't want to go there, boy. That's a great movie, man. That's one of those great movies, man.
Yeah, it's classic, bro. But yeah, y'all go do another thing, bro. Let's talk about these playoffs, man. I'm telling you, this NFC from the third seed on down to the sixth, it's tight right now.
I was in the final wild card seed before I lost today. What does that do? Like,
You was above me.
It's above me. It's hard to tell. Because honestly, it ain't three because me and the Packers got the best record, but both of us can't have a bye. So whoever win y'all one of the South, the West, or the East, y'all gonna have a second seed because both of us can't have a top seed. One of us gonna have to be the wild card. So that's when everything gets real interesting.
Wow, so that's why it's only one spot left. Like because one of those 1 and 2 or 3 lost teams is gonna wind up being a wild card team, so if they the wild card team, that means there's only one spot left. And I think before I lost today, I was in there and I was solid. Now that I lost, it's a whole bunch of teams with 7 losses now. So it's like a jumble. It's a whole bunch of bullshit now.
Yeah, man, it's a tight race right now. It's
yeah.
a tight
this
race
is
right
a,
now.
Well,
I mean,
okay,
I got five.
I'm looking at the divisions now. It's Vikings and Packers. Then you got the Saints and Falcons, both 8-5. So they can possibly have two or just might have one. Then the NFC East is 7-5 and 6-6.
Hold on. Who both 8-5?
UPT and Bleed, the Saints and Falcons.
Okay, so what I need to do is I need to beat UPT because I need to get him 7 losses.
Yeah, the same
record. What's going to happen
is that right now
he's the wild card. He's the other wild
card.
I'm right.
at 5 losses. I'm 8-5.
Right, and I'm going to give you 6, and then you play Bleed, and that goes your 7. Nigga, he's gonna help you Bleed.
Nah, nigga. I'm already 1 up on Bleed. I got Bleed early this season already. I got Tampa Bay early this season, and
yeah,
I beat the Panthers twice already. So I'm running this division, brother. I'm coming out this motherfucker strong. Believe that. I ain't losing no more. I'm telling you.
Hey, Press, but you good, though. As long as he beat Bleed, what you need to do is beat UPT because you beat Bleed in the straight-up sim. You got Bleed in the sim, so you got both of the tiebreakers if you beat UPT. Because that's your best
right
there.
Yeah.
What's up,
yeah,
B? Because
Giants
if I get in, I get in a bitch in trouble. A bitch in trouble, right? and when I think about my season, right, I might have 7 losses. But I was in every game or leading every game in the second half, and we lost by a touchdown or less. I mean more victories for little league coaches, but I'm gonna feel good about that.
Yeah. But let me tell you something.
You gave away that
game. You do have the better team. You and Bleed have the better team right now. My team is not what it's supposed to be right now, man. Especially with the injuries I'm dealing with. So at the end of the day, I'm not making excuses. But if you lose to my team. And you have the better team. What does that say about you? That means I'm a better player.
Now, Fred, you still got your boy Tristan at week 16. Is that you chalking that as a guaranteed win or?
Just like I told him, I said, boy, I never want you kicked out because those two wins that I kicked from you is priceless. So, yeah, that's the win. That's the win because I'm a win out. Because what I'm going to do now is I'm going to attack early and often instead of pussy hitting. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got to try to put a balance up, right? Right. So what happens is I'm firing on first down. First down, second down, we coming out of the box. We firing like goddamn Joe Montana. And then we going to Mike Shanahan on third down with Terrell Davis, nigga. Get this bitch and go.
You ain't gonna get about a TD, is you?
Huh?
I said you ain't gonna have it like TD back in the day, old Terrell Davis when I was growing up. Old TD.
Yeah, but
can't
I'm saying
even
right now.
Still.
How many touchdowns Adrian Peterson got on the seat?
I think it's 22. Let me see.
Oh, so you ain't passed Emmitt Smith yet, huh?
Nah, I got 22. Yeah, I got 22. Right
okay,
now.
So that's cool. So let me know when you go to score if you have to pass me, cause I just passed Emmitt Smith. So when you pass him, you should be close to me. I want to know if my name come up on the stack. Yeah,
I'm looking at the schedule right now, right for week 15. And the biggest game that matters to me in prayers is the San Francisco 49ers at the Atlanta Falcons. That game should be key for the playoffs.
When they play?
I mean, they play week 15. They play next week.
That's a big game for both of y'all.
Yes.
That's a big game for both of y'all.
Right. I'm looking for I can't root for anybody, though. I can't because I want that number two. I want that number three spot, but I don't want the Falcons to beat the 49ers. So I guess I got to go for the 49ers. This shit is crazy.
I'm rooting for the Falcons, nigga. I'm rooting for the Falcons because I already – listen, week 15, I'm going to go ahead and put the little mark by my name, right, in the win column, right, week 15.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it. I can taste it. I can feel it. And it's tangible, you know what I mean? So I'm going to get that. So that's all me. So what's going to happen is this is the score. This is the real score because we always have good games when we play, and it always be a touchdown or less. But this time it's going to be different. Arizona Cardinals, 41, the New Orleans Saints, 27.
Wow. Two touchdowns. Two touchdowns, UPC.
And if the nigga didn't quit on me right last night, the other night, I would right now be having – I'm so mad because I would be the touchdown leader, nigga. Man, I went 80 yards on
Fred,
the first drive.
This game means so much to both of us right now. I'm talking about this game coming up week 15, Saints Cardinals. Man, whoever win the end, I'm telling you, this is a key game. And then after that, I have two division games that I'm already one up on the other person. So I have to beat you. Even if I lose to the Falcons, I'm still going to be in. You see what I'm saying?
You're not going to beat me, though, like you know what I'm saying? And we can put something on it. You know what I'm saying? Like lunch, like right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you come to Florida, I'll buy you lunch. You know, a kind of lunch thing.
You know, I travel now. Don't call my bluff. I'll be out there.
I'm calling your bluff, nigga. You can come, nigga. Travel my way, nigga. I'm telling you.
To the seafood. You got to come to the city, man. I mean, you know, anywhere around the country, they're gonna tell you if you want some good food, you got to go to New Orleans. You already know this,
yeah. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. But what y'all do to the Redskins, man? Because that nigga, that man. If we were close, I would have punched that nigga in his face.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what happened. We gave him three games. He got three games. This is what happened. I texted him after the game because I see when you came in, I was half asleep. Because I had just, I don't know what I did. Might have just placed my, I don't know what I was doing. I see you had just text. I seen you tag me already. I said, oh, shit. Let me text Bill. I text him. I said, yo, man, what happened? Because he played in another league with me, and he takes beatings all the time. I was like, what happened? He's like, dude, he a big Giants fan. So I already knew what it was. He said, dude, I'm drunk. I shouldn't have played this game. I couldn't even finish. And I was like, Billy, you shouldn't even start the game. I said, you know your Giants got beat. You shouldn't even play.
Yo, did you see the text message? I tried to give him out and I'm like, yo, let's just play tomorrow.
Yeah, I seen it.
Because I was sleeping.
Yeah, I seen it. Yeah.
And I took a shower to wake up for this nigga to quit.
Yeah, I know that. I see it, because you like, no, we play tomorrow. He's like, no, I'm 10 minutes away. I see. This fool was drunk. Wanted to go home, couldn't see. This motherfucker was out of it. When he was texting me, he had drunk text me. That's how I know he was texting. I was like, bro, just text me tomorrow. He's like, all right.
Nigga, let me tell you something. Because
some of the stuff he was saying, I was like,
when you're 3-10, you're going to quit, bro.
This is what I said to myself. I said, he not going to quit. He's going to go through. And then I went on a 31-yard touchdown, and then I went 80-yard touchdown with David Johnson. And when I went that 80-yard touchdown, that shit with Pauls, I say, I know now better.
I know it. That stuff made you hot. I know. Only reason why I knew something was wrong, like I said, he get his handed to him another week. He just always play his games. He just like playing match. I knew something wrong when they played. He played the Giants. The Giants lost Monday night, and y'all played after that game. Every Giants fan I know took it hard, except Seifel. I ain't tough people. But the other Giants fans I know, they were hot. I'm like, y'all really thought y'all was going to win? Y'all acting like Odell Beckham out here now.
Yeah, listen, Billy pissed me off, boy. I was mad, boy. I'm talking about, man. Yo, because, like I said, I had at least 180 yards and three touchdowns in the first 10 minutes of the game. Listen, he couldn't talk of shit, so I know he was drunk now that you tell me that. Because he a click on the nigga, and I just literally just stop, take my hand off the stick and just watch him go in front of me. And I just keep.
He was drunk as a skunk. I'm telling you, dude, go to bed. I said, go to bed. Don't text me no more tonight.
Because
that boy was drunk.
But John Brown is working on the record right now. So, UPT, I hope you got a corner to stop John Brown.
I got four corners. We ready. We ain't worried about that nigga. Shit.
I think John Brown might have another 340-yard reception.
But look, let me tell you something, bro. Like, sometimes motherfuckers do get lucky. You know what I'm saying? Like that motherfucker Will the other day. This bitch got me so mad right now at him. I don't understand. I don't understand a nigga like that though. I mean, I understand he takes it personal when I whips the shit out of him. You know what I'm saying? And I don't rub the shit in. I let it go. I say, good game, bro. And that's a wrap. I beat the shit out of him in your league, Prez. OTS. I beat him 48-7, some shit like that. So I think he really felt like, oh man, this motherfucker. But he owned the motherfucking mic, calling me a country bitch. I'm a fake New Orleans nigga and all kind of pussy ass shit he's doing on the mic. Yeah, man, this bitch on the mic cursing me out and all this, and then he doing the same shit over and over. I say, I'm not the type of nigga that's going to go bitching, but I'm going to let Hills know personally, I'm going to whoop the fuck out Will next time I play Will in this league. I'm telling you, bro.
I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, bro, he was off